So we want to go ahead and open this evening reading from Psalm 100. And if you don't mind, Sister Pettigrew, we ask that you open us in prayer after our scripture. Our scripture this evening is Psalms 100, and it reads, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." I've read Psalms 100 in its entirety this evening. It reminds us of who we are to give the glory to, who we are to worship this evening. Yes, our God. Yes, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, knowing that we are his people, knowing that we are the sheep of his pasture, and he cares for his sheep. Sister Pettigrew.
Our Heavenly Father, I bow before you this evening. Father, I'm thanking, I'm praising you. I give you glory and honor because you are so, so worthy of all my praise. Father, I love you. I adore you. I just magnify you. And I thank you for allowing me to see this day. This day, day 8 of our fasting, repentance, and praying. Father, I thank you for allowing me to be a part. I thank you for each person. I thank you that as we go through this, you are ordering our steps. You are directing our minds. And God, I ask that you just allow us to hear you, to have that mountain-moving faith as we go through each day.
Hello.
Trusting and believing that we can do this. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I ask that we receive something from you tonight through your servants. So God, help us that we prepare for another day of being in your will, walking in your way. Thank you for keeping us healthy. Thank you for keeping us close to you through prayer, through listening, through visions, through just being the great and mighty God that you are. And Father, I thank you for allowing me to intercede on behalf of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Pettigrew, for leading us in prayer this evening. Want to say good evening to each of you that are joining us in this time of prayer, as well as fasting, as well as repentance. Yes, we are on day number 8. We have the victory. We have been triumphant, and we certainly are giving glory to our Heavenly Father. Again, we want to welcome all of you. Last week, last Monday, we looked at a particular scripture. Last Monday, we looked at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5. And I'm going to read that scripture in your hearing. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord, thou God, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." On last week, as we walked through this particular scripture, we focused on what does it mean to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and with all of our might. We looked at prayer and worship. We looked at immersing ourselves in the Word, in the Bible, in the Constitution, so that we would understand God's character and his commands. We also looked at moral integrity, living a life that reflects God's holiness and God's righteousness. And then we also look at service, using our talents, our gifts, our abilities, our time, and our resources to serve others while we embody the love of God. And yes, we ended the session as we spoke about community. How do we love God with all our heart, soul, and might? We love it through community. What does that mean? It means participating in a faith community to support and be supported in the journey of faith, carrying out the mandate of Matthew 28:19-20 as kingdom citizens in the earth realm. I want to thank all of you for joining us last Monday in this first update. Today, this is day number 8, as I mentioned, of our fast. And what we normally do is this very informal session. What we would like to do is just find out, how is the fast going with you? Are you being nourished by physical food? Are you staying hydrated by water? Are you being nourished by the word of God, the devotions, your prayer time in the prayer closet? Are you finding yourself being strengthened, being renewed, new insights being given to you? So we save a space tonight so that you can share. Maybe some of you found one of the devotions that you read it and you just kept reading it over and over again because it resonated with you. It was just what you needed that day. Yes, there may be those on the line that desires to share maybe a food item that provided you the energy, provided you the nutrition that aligned to the food groups that we are looking at. Then there may be somebody on the line tonight that read one of the devotions or one of the scriptures in another translation, and as though that it just came more alive to you. You may have been reading it from the NIV or the KJV, but then you picked up and you looked at it from the message perspective. You read it from the CEV or the NLT, and it seems as though it just came alive for you. So we are going to save this space and this time now for you to share on how is it, how's it going on day number 8. We started out this past Monday, and we were ready to go. But yet and still, all of us maybe have had some challenges. We have had some trials. We have had some temptations. And we want you to come forth tonight to encourage us, to let us know, how is it going for you? Now we are opening it up for you to come.
Well, I'm thankful. I'm so thankful to God, first of all, that when Dr. Singleton mentioned the fast, I talked to God, the Holy Spirit, to ask if I could do this because, yes, others may be fasting, but God will let you know. He lets me know if this is for me or not. So I'm thankful that he said I could do this. And it's been so refreshing and renewing, and I've loved every part of it. I thank you so much for the information. And the one thing that stands out with me is the reflection question. As I read it and as I listen, I may have one thing in mind, but the Holy Spirit always leads me to, this is what you need. This is the answer that you need for this. So it's been so, it's just been a blessing to me. And yes, the enemy will try to tempt, but one thing about it, I am prepared. Thank you for all the word. And I thank you that he gave me something else to read. He told me to start John on the first day and go through every day, and there are 21 chapters. So I listen attentive as he orders my step. And I'm just I'm the better for being a part of this, and I thank you so much for all that you're doing, Dr. Singleton, and I'm so grateful to God for allowing me to hear from him. Thank you.
Amen, amen. And what an awesome, I'm going to make a note of that. That is absolutely awesome that you said it, Sister Pettigrew, about reading through John. And that was one of the things that came to me as well, is John is an awesome book to start with and to recommend to anyone who's starting out. And if you want to know who God is, read the book of John and how it is, he just walks through it. So that is absolutely awesome. Adding that to your reading repertoire as well as your time in the prayer closet, because you certainly are a prayer warrior and you certainly are an intercessor. And my family, Darrell and Michael and all of us are the better because of you taking us inside of the prayer closet. So thank you again for that feedback. Absolutely awesome. Thank you. Words of encouragement for me. Anyone else tonight that desires to share? This is open mic on Mondays in terms of for us to encourage one another. Anyone else?
My friend, Dr. Singleton, I'd like to piggyback on what Mr. Pettigrew just said. A lot of times we in church, Bible school, Bible study, whatever, we are centered on a particular passage of scripture. Even on Sunday mornings, we hear sermons. But sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to us that this is a passage or a chapter, whatever, that we need to do. And he did the same thing for me. Near the end of January. And so that concentration in certain books of the Bible certainly had been a blessing, gives focus rather than, and there's nothing wrong with having one this book or verse this day, but sometimes the Holy Spirit wants us to just stay in a particular place. And I thank God that that is something that I have been going through and how rich it has been.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Mary, because you are so right. Allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and understanding that we as born again believers, ambassadors, kingdom citizens, Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. And it is there to guide us, to lead us, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you in terms of what the direction in which to go in, and adding additional scriptures. Just even today, as I was preparing for tonight, the Holy Spirit was giving me add this scripture, bring this scripture forth for tonight. So thank you all. Thank you so much. You're so right. Amen. Anyone else tonight, experiences with the fast that you would desire to share? Clarity, insight that you're getting, just knowing that you are amongst others who is in the midst of the same activity, the same spiritual walk, time of consecration, knowing that many of us is in the fasting, repentance, prayer time, and you got a whole group we are holding each other arms up. Anyone else tonight?
Yes, I've been invited to about 500 parties this week and next week, but you have to have a made-up mind when you go to the parties or whatever. You already go into it made up that you're only going to eat thus, thus, and thus. So a mindset is the first thing, I think. You have to have when you go into a fast, you always have to have a made-up mind that I'm going to do what I stated I would do and that I was called to do so. That is what I found to be a blessing, to stay in your made-up mind that, you know, no matter what else is served, you only eat what you know you can eat.
Wow. What an awesome word you bring forth tonight is that word mindset and being intentional and being aligned to the purpose that you have entered into. It is awesome. Certainly a mindset shift. I think Minister Mary would agree with this, is that it's a shifting. It's simply saying I'm going to move from this place where I was and that I'm going to shift here because I believe and I see the benefits and the advantage of it, and two, the desire I have to draw closer to the Lord. And Sister Brenda, you all, I will say she encouraged me. She says about these 100 parties she's been invited to, but we happen to be in some of the same areas. And she was such an encouragement to me. She didn't monitor what I ate or look at what I ate, but just seeing her mindset, just seeing her being intentional about it. And here's another word we need to jot down is discipline. The discipline that she had, and that's simply just Minister Mary, that encouraged me, Sister Pettigrew, to see her discipline, her mindset, and her being intentional about this and being a witness for me. Because, like I say, we weren't monitoring each other or checking this or check none of that. But it was just her discipline that I saw that encouraged me so much to stay to the task as well. So I want to thank you, Sister Brenda, for that.
I got one more party tip.
It's called discipline, mindset,
discipline.
Amen. And understanding the word, before we leave out of the house and these kind of affairs, we go to, just look yesterday, all of the sometimes us being invited to the big Super Bowl parties and everything is just sprawled there in front of us. And I saw it for myself yesterday, but it was a mindset. I was intentional. I was disciplined because I'm so wanting something more than just food to satisfy my body. Because the stomach doesn't know whether or not I'm eating a drumette or whether I'm eating hummus or black beans or whatever. So it's the matter of I got a made-up mind that I want to get closer to the Lord. And a part of this is through fasting and prayer. So you are so right. I heard someone else. Come on, share.
Good evening, everyone. This is Janice.
Good evening.
I thank God for this fast. It was well much needed for myself. I have had some heavy challenges, but I had to call on the Lord. And I had
Hallelujah.
To pray with authority.
Hallelujah.
A lot of things been going on inside my body, and I thank God that I have had some clearance and some things that I've been praying and asking God for. And it's just good for me. It's really good for me. And I just thank God for it. He have led me to, not eat outside of what I'm not supposed to eat. It's really been challenging now. It's been challenging. But I had to be led by the Holy Spirit with what to do. And I thought about, in Matthew, where Jesus went out into the wilderness and was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. How he was tempted. But I know that I can do this. Just praying with authority. You have to get on your knees and call out to the Lord. And he also petitions us. He'd be waiting on us to come to him and pray with power. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. And Minister Singleton, can I share one of the breakfasts that I had looked at, and it was real good, and it's very fulfilling. There's a lot of fiber in it and everything.
Oatmeal
pancakes. And you don't add a lot to it. Just, ground your oatmeal up. Add a little, almond milk or plant-based milk or whatever, and add some cinnamon and nutmeg, and just mix it up. Put your little olive oil in the pan. and fix them like a pancake. And it was very delicious. It was delicious. I thought I was going to eat one, but I ended up eating three. End up eating three. Very fulfilling.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I got the text, and that sounded delicious. So I said, well, hey, look, I think I'm going over to Jan's house for pancake breakfast. Yes. I will share with you, someone in our other session, we are joined with a session in Alabama with them, and they tried that, but they couldn't get it to work well. So, Jan, I am going to certainly share with the young lady that it works and it is delicious. Did you also try the smoothie? Did you do the smoothie?
I drink smoothies every day.
Awesome. Awesome.
Every day. And see, I don't have ice in my house. I have ice tray, but I drink room temperature stuff or something that's come out the refrigerator. So that's why I use the frozen fruit, and I add fresh fruit to it, and also I add a protein powder to it, and I just go on and mix it up and, you know, drink it, and it's very refreshing.
Awesome. Wonderful. Awesome. I know you're doing the same thing as well. Awesome. Anyone else tonight?
Oh, Medicine Singleton, this is Erica. Can I ask what foods are we fasting on? So I don't know.
Erica, I will bring you the booklet over. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna screenshot that page for you and send it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. And I'm so glad Erica has joined with us in this 21-day journey. And that is awesome. And thanking her. So let us add her to our prayer list as well. Awesome. Anyone else desires to share tonight? How's it going? Physically as well as spiritually, emotionally, what are you seeing? Clarity, insight. Are there any devotions that really spoke to you? And I'm glad you said what you said, Sister Pettigrew, in terms of just looking at that reflection question. And you're so right. It causes you to even move beyond what's there. And I am thankful for the young lady that worked with us in terms of doing our devotions. As a matter of fact, she's a part of our early morning group as well in working with us with these. Okay. If there is no one else, I want to make sure we get everybody. If there is no one else, I want to share a couple of things with us tonight before we leave. Brother Clarence has posted some new recipes in terms of some smoothies. He's posted those to the website. He will be doing that. He is going to post tonight's teaching that you received. He's going to be posting that to our website. So we are going to get the website address back out to everybody, those that may or may not have it and just may have misplaced it. We're going to make sure that you get the website. We're posting various things out there for the fast to keep you updated, and we'll let you know when there's a new post there. So he will be putting those out there. The information that you received this evening, I want us to look at it, and I want to just highlight it real quick. Before I do that, let me share this. We are going to look at focus prayers for week number two. Focus prayer. Our focus prayer for this week is godly marriages, parenting God's way, and living godly while single. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to give scriptures because we are going to pray the word. We're going to pray scripture. And I think Sister Pettigrew mentioned that earlier or in one of her comments. And Minister Mary, we have to pray the word of God and pray correctly. And so I want us not to just have focused prayers that are there, but also the scripture that we need to read and associate with that, with the focus prayer for this week. Those are our focus prayers. The handout that you received tonight is entitled The Way to Live as a Kingdom Citizen. The Way to Live as a Kingdom Citizen. And the first thing is, you will note that there are six items that are there. I'm going to ask that we not, some of us can, and I normally do, but take one of these a day at a time, a day at a time, not trying to take them all at once, but a day at a time. I want us to look at the way to live as a kingdom citizen. And I want us to look at it, read it, but also write out the scriptures. The best way to memorize scripture and to keep it is many times to read it out loud and to write it out. If Minister Mary's on the line, she can help me. She is a educator, and that's one of the things I picked up is that if I read it out loud and if I write it out, it helps me with memorizing it. It helps me with remembering. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Minister. Thank you. So what I like for us to do is each day, not try to take such great big chunks, but each day, let's look at one of these, starting at the top, read it out loud, read the scripture out loud, write the scripture out. Let's take the first one, and we will start tomorrow, Tuesday. It says, the way to live as kingdom citizens, one is to keep our minds on what matters most. I want you to add an additional scripture tonight to that. It's Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. Again, I'm going to make sure we get hard copies of this out to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33, I want us to add that. We are very familiar with that scripture, aren't we, Minister, where it talks about seeking first the kingdom of God. When we talk about keeping our minds on what matters most, focus on what is important. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31, and I'm going to go there. And it reads, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So tomorrow, Tuesday, we begin and we will look at this particular first one is the way to live as a kingdom citizen is to keep our minds on what matters most. We are kingdom citizens. We are ambassadors. We are children of God. And this is what we are called to do. Don't let distractions sidetrack you from the good works that God has assigned to you. Ephesians 2 and 10, we look that scripture up, we read it out loud, and we write it down. May you run the race with endurance. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, we look it up, we read it out loud, and we write it down. Glorifying God in everything you do. 1 Corinthians 10, 31. So as we take each one of these each day, it will bring us back, coming back on next Monday, asking the question, how did we do on each one of these? And here's the other thing I'm going to ask for us to do. Each one of these, under it, I want you to write, what actions will I take to do this? What actions will I take to keep my mind on what matters most? What actions will I take to yield my will to the Lord's will? What actions will I take to serve others? What actions will I take to encourage the downtrodden? What actions will I take to love others? What actions will I take to forgive others? So as we read the scripture out loud, write the scripture down, then add to it, what actions will I take to carry this out? It was one thing about being in Minister Mary's class, and I'm one of her students, is that she would always ask questions to cause you to think, to cause you to reflect. And Sister Pettigrew says, asking questions causes you to go further than what's there on the page. So as we take each one of these each day, write down, what is it that I'm going to do? Because being a disciple of Christ is about taking action. It's about doing. It's about being. And so tonight I could read these scriptures out loud. I could write them down. But Minister Mary, I could stop at the point of doing nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I want you to comment on that, Minister Mary. I'm going to cut off right here. Comment on that. What is it to read it out loud, write it down, but do nothing? What's your take on that?
What happens is that we don't grow. See, growth means that we are moving forward. We are adding another piece. We're learning. It's just like starting elementary school. You learn your ABCs, and then you learn words, and then you learn sentences, that kind of thing, and you can write an essay. And the same thing is with us dealing with God's word, is that what I sense is it's just a complacency in just reading it. People brag about it. They read their Bibles, and they think that is just a wonderful thing to brag about. And it is fine to read it, but what are we doing with it? How we align it to cause us to think and to pray and to be led by the Holy Spirit and to move beyond that and go deeper, because every day there is to be some sign of growth. And as we get to the age that most of us are now, we just think we're supposed to listen in on these sessions. We're supposed to just get up and read our devotional. We're just supposed to go to church. But God is calling us to be as close as we can to Him. And the only way we're going to do that is to go beyond just the basics and to keep going and to keep going and to keep going until we leave this earth.
Amen, amen. So, Minister Mary, you are saying that the word, these scriptures, as we go through each one of them day by day, reading them out loud, writing them down, it should call us to action.
Yes.
Amen.
Let me see, can I find a quote that I jotted down last night from a book I read it, and I thought this was just so powerful. Okay, here it is. If God cannot disturb us, and in parentheses, take some initiative, such as what we are talking about, He cannot move us. If He can't move us, He can't save us. If He cannot get us concerned about the things of God, He cannot do anything at all for us. I just thought that was so powerful.
Wow. Wow. Minister Mary, now you know me. I need you to send that over to me so we can put that on our post to get it out tonight to everyone. Thank you so, so much. If there are no other additional comments tonight, again, if there are any questions concerning our training, someone may need to put their phone on mute. Someone may need to put their phone on mute, please. We're so glad you're joining with us. So glad. Thank you so much. If there are no questions concerning our upcoming next session, we are going to this week, again, let me quickly review. This week we are going to look at the way to live as kingdom citizens. We are going to take each one of those bolded items each day. Tuesday is going to be keep our minds on what matters most. Wednesday is yield our will to the Lord. Thursday is serve others. Friday is to encourage the downtrodden. Saturday is going to be love others. And Sunday is going to be forgive others. So each day, we're asking if you would take each one of those. And again, read the scripture out loud. Write it out. Write what actions you are going to take to carry that out. And just go back over it all through the day. We have a devotion in the morning. We have a devotion in the evening as well. There are some assignments there. But what we want to do is keep you nourished, keep you watered, keep you start asking, Lord, what is it you want me to do? You haven't called me to sit. You haven't called me to retire. You haven't called. We have to, I want us to begin to say, what actions am I going to take? As well as we look at our prayer points. So that's what we're going to be doing this week. Again, know this, that we are praying for you, our partnership of ministries with Apostle Asad, Minister Mary, Pastor Reggie, and myself. We are praying for each of you, holding your arms up as you pray for us as well. Are there any questions? Any questions that we need clarification on tonight before we close out? Any questions? You can ask. There is no question that you cannot ask. Want to make sure you understand how we're moving forward. Oh, by the way, let me give you this real quick. In terms of our focus prayer for week number two, corporate, is godly marriages. The scriptures, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 through 3, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And we will post these, okay? So don't worry. We're going to make sure you get it. No one will be left behind. The second one is, as we look at parenting God's way, the first scripture is, one, we are praying for salvation. Salvation, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And we are praying Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. We're also, for parents, we are praying wisdom and discernment. James chapter 1, verse number 5. Proverbs 1, verse 7. So we are praying for parents, God, parenting God's way. And we know many parents who have children may not be saved. So we are praying for salvation first. And then we are praying for the renewing of their minds and their understanding what it means to be connected to the true vine. We're also praying for endurance. Endurance. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3. And Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. And lastly, living godly while single. The first one is protection. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Also, we are praying for wisdom and discernment. James chapter 1, verse number 5. And we are also praying that God will guard all of our hearts as we continue to align to his will, align to his way, and align to his word. It is so important, you all. I'm so dedicated to this, is that I want you to get word and pray the scripture. And if you feel like you need someone to lean on, you got Pastor Kuiper, myself, Minister Mary, Apostle, and you have one another because we are holding each other arms up. Minister Mary, if you would come and close us out tonight as you gave us the three words, call to action. Minister Mary.
Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have called us first to you. You called us to your saving grace. You called us to be prompted by the Holy Spirit. You've called us to serve others. But most of all, God, you called us to glorify you. And as we go through this time of fasting and praying, let us recognize that the first thing we should be concerned about is our lifting up your name, our honoring you, our moving forth in your power through the presence of the Holy Spirit and through the gift that came to us from Jesus Christ, and that gift is eternal life. And now as we go through these days, let us be called constantly to do what you have asked us to do. And if we answer the call, then you will always have a commendation. You will always smile. And, God, I can imagine you clapping your hands, talking about your servants that have done what you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much, you all. Continue. We are closing out day number 8 and see what the Lord has done. Faith that moves mountains. Amen. Have a great evening.
You too.
Good night.
Good
night.
Peace and blessings.